What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You can read all of his work about the NFL and the Cleveland Browns at brownzone.com. Scott, before we bug you about your opinion on this, Dano, what's the latest on this move with Jalen Ramsey coming to the Pittsburgh Steelers? Scott, this is getting more interesting. Dan's in the room and he keeps yelling out other things all the time. Oh, wow. This guy. Wait, now this. Wait a minute. What? What do you have, Dano?
I haven't said wow yet, but I've yelled a lot of curse words. So here's what we're looking at right now between the Steelers and the Dolphins, and I'm grabbing this from Adam Schefter of ESPN. The Steelers are getting Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith from the Dolphins, and the Dolphins are getting Minka Fitzpatrick and a late round pick.
So Jonnu Smith, and there was some rumor that the Steelers were after Jonnu Smith, who's a pretty good receiving tight end. So they get Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith for Minka Fitzpatrick. Is that the deal, the way it looks right now?
That's what it's looking like right now, gentlemen.
And a pick. Scott, what's that do for the bitter rival of our Cleveland Browns?
Well, I think it improves them. I like Jonnu Smith. Jalen Ramsey, I think, is a bit hit or miss. I'm not sure he's the same player he was 5 years ago, but I think he's still pretty good. I feel like the Steelers always have questions at corner, and he should answer one of them. Losing Minka is big. He's a ball hawk in the back of that secondary. But to me, it just signals, along with, I would say, the rest of the offseason, and specifically Aaron Rodgers, that the Steelers are really trying to win it all this year, or at least win a playoff game this year. It feels like they're all in.
I feel like we are, I don't know, it's a four-car race, and we are in last place. And it's hard not to look at it that way. I hope it isn't that way, but it felt like the Steelers got better today. Fair?
Yeah, I agree with that, Andy. To me, he had, Baltimore coming off, their season last year. Cincinnati with Joe Burrow healthy, you think they're going to be good. And I felt like there was a gap to the Steelers. I don't know. And then the Browns are, to me, a clear fourth, at least entering the season. Right? You never know. But I don't know what to make of Aaron Rodgers at 41. I think he's 41. And that's going to be the biggest question that needs to be answered by Pittsburgh. If he's not the old Aaron Rodgers, none of these other moves might matter. But I feel like Pittsburgh has closed the gap on those two other teams at the top, which means they've widened the gap on the Browns.
Scott Patrick joining us from the Chronicle Telegram, brownzone.com. So here you have a team in the division making a move in late June. July starts tomorrow. By the way, anybody wondering, July starts tomorrow.
Thanks.
Are the Browns going to just sit tight and go into training camp and figure things out? Scott, are there any moves to be made between now and the start of training camp?
I mean, I wouldn't hold my breath waiting for a move, especially a big one. We could always see tweaks to the bottom of the roster. And I think part of that speaks to where the Browns think they are this year. And nobody's saying rebuild. and, you know, you pay Myles Garrett as much money as they paid him. I think there are certain expectations to win now, and I know Myles has those expectations. They're certainly in a transitional period, and that's different than the other three teams in the division. It's different than the teams that have realistic Super Bowl chances. So I think the Browns acknowledge that, at least privately, and probably publicly to some degree. So I don't think they're going to go, oh my, get in a race with the Steelers, because the Steelers make this move, the Browns have to go sign a receiver, or whatever that move would be, and to me it would be signing a receiver. I think they're going to play it by ear, see what training camp looks like, and then make their decisions. And I get that that's discomforting to fans, because it doesn't inspire optimism, but I just kind of think that that's where this team is right now.
It goes back to the number one question. Are they playing to win next year? I think the coaching staff has to, but it's a difficult question, especially knowing you have two first round picks next year.
Yeah, I certainly think they are. And, you know, you talk about the realities and the coaching staff, and I think it applies to the front office as well. I think Jimmy Haslam and the Haslam family wants to keep Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski. I think they like them. I think they appreciate the continuity and all that goes with it. I also think that if you follow up 3-14 with 3-14 or 2-15 or whatever that number is, it's going to be awfully hard to bring everybody back, to maintain continuity and just say, yeah, we'll be better next year. I just think that's hard to do. So I think there's pressure to win. I think the NFL is, and I think some people get this wrong, it is for the most part about winning right now. And when you talk about a Myles Garrett or Joe Bitonio comes back for this season, which will probably be his last, he's not coming back to go 3-14. So they're going to try to win games. I think to dovetail it into a quarterback discussion, I think that means we might see Joe Flacco to start the season because he gives them the best chance. So I don't think they're punting on the season. I just think there's some hard realities that they face, and we saw that throughout the offseason, given the salary cap limitations they have because of the terrible Deshaun Watson trade and contract.
Scott, I saw something the other day, and we've talked about this before. I'm going to bring it up again. You already mentioned the position, wide receiver. But I saw some national guy wrote something about the Browns receiving corps, and it was positive about Cedric Tillman and, you know, looking for expanded role and should be a part of this and everything else. And I just thought, okay, you got Jerry Jeudy, done, fine. But your fingers are crossed that it's Diontae Johnson, that he's okay and is able to, you know, whatever happened last year, that he's able to put it behind him and become the guy that he was in Pittsburgh. And the guy that Cedric was in a small sample size, you're hoping he returns. And then it just listed, you know, and we've talked about it. I just saw it written out. And then you've got, you know, Thrash and Caden Davis on your depth chart. And I thought, and Michael Woods. And I thought, okay, man, if Diontae Johnson doesn't become what he was in Pittsburgh or some reasonable copy of that, and if Cedric has issues, you're scraping by at wide receiver with guys who are completely untested. And it just seems really dangerous to me. The only other thing it screamed was, man, are you going to run the football? And yep. I'm not sure how that balances out. How do you see that balancing?
Well, I don't know if it does, Jeff. I mean, I do think they're going to run the ball. I think they're going to use a lot of 2 and 3 tight end sets. That doesn't eliminate the need for quality receivers. And, you know, I think there is a hope that – I know there's a hope that Cedric Tillman stays healthy and he looks like the guy that they believe he could be when they drafted him in the third round a couple of years ago. And we've seen flashes, but not nearly enough, and not nearly the consistency from Cedric Tillman. And then Diontae Johnson, to me, is a huge question mark. Now, if those two guys, like, reach their potential this year, then the receiving core is better than fine.
Yeah.
You know, and you got three guys at the top. But those are giant question marks. And I think just that's, when we talk about where the roster is, I think that's one of those examples is, hey, they're not going to invest a ton of money at receiver. They're going to take a couple of flyers. They're going to hope the guys they drafted. And when we talk about Andrew Berry's, you know, draft history and resume, well, these guys need to produce. And that includes Cedric Tillman. I would say it includes Jamari Thrash and or Mike Woods II and or David Bell. I mean, those are all guys that Andrew Berry's drafted in the last 3 years, 4 years. So at some point, you need those guys to be good. Like, that's how you rejuvenate a roster. And that's how you, you know, when you're overloaded at certain spots, you have to have young guys come in and contribute at a reasonably high level. And I just don't think they've gotten it from any of their receiver draft picks, really. So they need those people. But I understand all the skepticism, and I share in it. I, you know, to me, that's the number one position of concern on this roster.
Scott, I want to go to a move that happened last week. Jeff and I didn't get a chance to talk to it because I was off last week. But Obo Okoronkwo got released after two seasons. And at first glance, I looked at it. I'm like, okay, well, they brought in Trion Chiarka and Okoronkwo, right? Is that how you say it? I can't remember. Julian Okoronkwo. Now, I remember they brought in those guys from, you know. So, but the bigger picture for me was, I was like, well, is this kind of a, hey, we're going to do you right by letting you go right now so you can go try to find another team? That was really my first thought.
Yeah.
Or is it a money thing, or what is it?
Well, yeah. It's a money thing. I don't think he was owed any guaranteed money this year, so they could save money by getting rid of him and save salary cap space. Mm-hmm. I expected this move earlier in the offseason. As soon as they signed, as soon as Miles came back on the extension, and then they signed Trion Chiarka.
That's it, yeah.
I was like, oh, I said, Okoronkwo is gone. And then the fact that they held on to him made me think, oh, they're going to keep him in it's an important position, and they're going to get as much depth there as they can. I do think those signings of the two veterans you mentioned were big factors. The other key was Alex Wright's coming off the torn triceps, and I think they wanted to see him go through the offseason, prove that he was healthy, and when he did, then that had something to do with the timing of Obo's release.
Yeah, I was kind of bummed because I thought he was a guy that – could easily, you know, fill in as a starter. And I like the way he played. I just, you know, when they brought, God, I can't remember. Who was the other guy they brought? They brought in another end at one point, and I was like, okay, well, he'll step back. And, Jadeveon Clowney. When they brought Clowney in, I was like, well, oh, Double O could have started there, but now we've got three really good ends. And I don't feel like that opportunity for him really never came back up after that.
Yeah, it was Zadarius Smith. Yeah, wound up taking his starting spot for those 2 years. Yeah, I'm with you. I think I would say the signing was a bit of a disappointment. I mean, they paid him pretty good money. Mm-hmm. I want to say he was the second biggest signing that offseason behind Dalvin Tomlinson. Maybe Juan Thornhill was above him. But they had high hopes for him. They thought, you know, he was kind of a part-time player. They thought they were going to use him more. And, you know, he settled into that third end role and was fine. You know, he had 9.5 sacks over 2 years, so he wasn't a big difference maker. He's a good guy in the locker room. He certainly can play in this league, and I don't think he's going to have any difficulty finding a new spot. But it became where his production wound up not justifying the money that they owed him this year, and there's a spot that they could save.
Scott, always a pleasure, sir. Thank you for your time. Now we get to dissect the Steelers.
Thanks, fellas.
Fun. Scott Petrak joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. You can read all of his work, brownzone.com. Brownzone.com covers the Browns for the Chronicle-Telegram.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. Coming up at noon, Chris Fedor is going to join us. Chris's thoughts on the Cavs trade free agency that begins today, 6 o'clock. Teams can start signing players to contracts. And what else might be ahead for the Cavaliers? Does it involve a certain guy who went to St. Vincent St. Mary High School? I don't mean Romeo Travis.
Oh.
Although, Romeo, if you're listening, good
Frank
to have
Stamps?
You. Good to have you with us. Not our buddy Frank either. Nope. Not our pal Mike Case either.
Oh.
Caser.
Anybody else?
Not Drew Joyce.
Okay.
Not done? Corey Jones. Not Shion Cotton.
That's who my next one was, Shion Cotton.
Not any of those guys. So here you go, folks. You're hoping your team competes in the AFC North, and one of your big rivals in the division just went out and picked up Jalen Ramsey.
I'd love to hear from Steeler fan about how they feel. I hate to say this, but I kind of wonder.
You want to hear from Steeler fan?
I kind of do. I want to know how they feel about their team right now. I mean, they're getting older by the second. That's for sure.
Jonnu Smith and a 7th-round pick, and they flop a 5th-round pick. And Minka Fitzpatrick to make that happen. Let me just throw this out at you.
Did I really ask to talk to Steeler fans? Am I insane?
Yeah, insane. You yeah. did, and yes, you are. Jonnu Smith.
Stellar talk.
Jonnu Smith is a really underrated part of this deal. There are a lot of rumblings all offseason that the Steelers had an interest in going to get Jonnu Smith. And you might remember he's a former Tennessee Titan. Who's the offensive coordinator in Pittsburgh? Arthur Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Where was Arthur Smith? Tennessee. So he knows, he's real familiar with what he's getting there in Jonnu Smith, whose best season was really probably last year in Miami. He caught 88 passes. But he's a guy who was pretty effective in Tennessee. I think he'll be a nice addition and a nice, not major, but a nice weapon for Aaron Rodgers in that offense. An offense that plans to run the football, but did pick up DK Metcalf, got rid of George Pickens.
So fifth team for the former Pro Bowler, or for last year Pro Bowler. So he's a Pro Bowler now.
Well, he's a good tight end. He's a really good after the catch tight end, I think. And just seems to run the ball well when he has it. Not huge yardage on those, but does a nice job with that. Steelers are making moves. I give them credit, Andy. They're trying to shore some things up.
Is that a move for this season, though? Smith is more than, right?
This season? No.
He's 29.
He's going to be 30 years old.
Yeah.
They're getting him for a weapon for Aaron Rodgers.
For 1 year?
Well, I don't know. But this year.
I don't know. They're trying to
signed him to a one-year deal.
Yeah.
They're giving him weapons.
Yeah, Steelers are going all in for a year. Is that what it feels like?
Kind of, sort of.
Well, they know their quarterback's only going to be here for a year, so I think they want to make sure they're giving him a guy that can catch the ball.
I'm not buying that, by the way.
What are you not buying?
That he's there for a year.
But the other side of that, too, is why would you give Aaron Rodgers a tight end if the only tight end he's ever made look good was JaMychal Finley?
Because he got to have somebody. And that
he didn't have one good looking tight end in Green Bay.
Not really. Well, put it this way: he had talent at tight end. It was a thorn in the side of a lot of Packer fans that the only tight end he ever threw to was JaMychal Finley. Anybody else, it was just kind of like the dump off guys of, you know, DeGuara down the line from there. Kraft has been pretty good since then. I don't know if he caught passes from Rodgers though.
Well, but now he's got two because Freiermuth is good too.
Right. That's
so you've got two weapons there,
and that's the whole Smith Arthur Smith thing is he loves throwing to tight ends. It's just Rodgers.
Yeah, except really guess what? Aaron Rodgers is in his 40s now. It's a different type of quarterback, maybe. And he's going to a different type of system. So let's just put it this way.
A different type of quarterback is the best way to put it.
They've given him another option. Okay, there's another weapon there for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Our team has a couple of tight ends. One you hope is a rookie. One is a rookie who you hope can play.
I feel good about our tight ends.
Harold Fannin.
Yeah.
So It's nice to feel good about that. I feel good about David Njoku. I have a hard time banking on a guy who's a rookie, but I'm very optimistic about Fannin.
So that's a good way to put it.
That's good. I'm very optimistic about him. Mm-hmm. When I just sit here and we talked about it with Scott again. If something doesn't go right with either Deontay Johnson or Cedric Tillman, you would think the Browns are in need of help at wide receiver. Maybe somebody emerges. There's always that possibility. Maybe somebody emerges. What if things don't go right with both of those guys, Andy?
I don't see that happen.
You're in trouble.
I don't see it happening. Do you?
Don't see what happening.
You're saying that both of our wide receivers don't go the right way. Say that again.
If Deontay Johnson isn't able to return to Pittsburgh form.
Okay.
Or close to it. And if Cedric Tillman isn't able, I mean, he had a major concussion. He was out for the rest of the season. If something happens there, because I think Cedric has the talent.
Jeff,
I know Deontay does.
I'm not going to lie. I think they need to pick up another wide receiver during training camp. I think they need to wait to see who's free.
They could.
And then come in and bring in one more guy.
I wouldn't.
Need another wide receiver.
Yeah.
And by the way, you leave Jamari Thrash. You hang on to maybe five. If you're hanging on to four quarterbacks, kids, you're going to have to steal from somewhere else. How many wide receivers are you keeping? You keeping six?
I'm always open to the idea that one of the young guys gets an opportunity, shows what he can do, and becomes a player in the league. I mean, that you can't dismiss that. These are young guys who are trying to do this for a living, and they're working like crazy to become really good players. So you can't dismiss that.
Luke Faria.
But man, you just... I would sign somebody now, get them the playbook, so that when training camp starts, you're ready to go. You know, and he's talking to the – I would just get somebody else in here. We've gone over the available free agents. I would sign somebody, bring him in here. And if you find you have too many, you can cut somebody. You can do that. You can trade somebody. I can't imagine them trading from wide receiver because it's not a position of strength. But I would get somebody in here now. Just so that when training camp starts, you're not going, hey, hoping these guys work out okay. Because if they don't, we have to go get somebody. We'll go get somebody now. Just do it.
I mean, they did bring in DeAndre Carter, too.
Yeah, but he's mainly a kick returner.
I know. Could you use him? If you were...
I don't want to say...
And by the way, if you're going to keep four quarterbacks, maybe you need a kick returner wide receiver.
Well,
someone may have to double up on
something.
You need
somebody you can put on the field, Andy. I would much rather go get one of those guys who has been around and has been a good player in the league.
Yeah, I'm going to wait until.
And there are guys available. You know, Keenan Allen.
I'm going to wait. I'm waiting till camp. I'm waiting till.
Waiting till what?
Till teams need to cut. I mean, if our guys are healthy.
And which you could do, you know, I mean, you could pick up somebody at the end of camp, but then there's an adjustment period. I'd rather take a chance and sign somebody now, get them up to speed for the start of camp, and then see if it works. And then if it doesn't work, you can do exactly what you're talking about. Pick up somebody at the end of camp. I do think you're just lacking at that position, and you better do something about it.
How many routes are there that a wide receiver can run? Seriously.
Well, it's routes and reps.
9?
10? Maybe I was thinking maybe 10.
But it's but I mean, it's also tree, reps. I just think it's reps in the offense, it's terminology.
I don't know, man. I think it's if you have a quarterback and there's a wide receiver, do you need to, can you have instant chemistry? Is it easier to do that than it is to have instant chemistry with an offensive line? I think they can bring in, especially a veteran wide receiver. If they wanted to bring in a veteran wide receiver at the end of camp that got cut by another team that might have been, you know, that's got some.
I'm all for that. In the meantime, I'd bring somebody else in and get another guy up to speed. And then if you don't like that guy or something else happens, you can get rid of somebody.
But
I'd rather go into camp thinking we have 4 guys that we're pretty sold on, and hope Thrash comes along. Thrash is one of your guys. He's on the basketball team.
What does a wide receiver need to do to get up to speed? What do they truly need to learn?
I'd rather not go get somebody else's scraps. I'd rather try and pick the best of the free agents who are still available. And bring that guy in.
But isn't that a scrap heap in its own?
Yeah, yes, it is. Same. Yes, it is. And
you're
so,
being picky about your scrap yards?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I want to pick
Phelps picky about scrap yards.
I want to pick the scrap yard twice. I want to pick it now, and I want to pick it at the end of camp. And then I want to pick it with Kenny.
There might be better talent at the end of camp. I'm just
Thank
saying.
You. There might be, and then there might not be. That's what I want to eliminate. I don't want to eliminate. We might be able to get a guy we like.
But your free agent pile of scraps is very likely the majority of those guys will still be there at that same time. I would think.
Maybe. Just go get Chark. Just sign him up. Let's go.
Just go get him so you'll shut up about him. Although, I don't know. Would it be worse or better if he's here?
What do you think? Great if he's worse. Here. What are you talking about?
Then we'd hear about it more. Because then it would turn into, why isn't DJ Chark not getting the ball more? You know, I've always thought that guy looked good when he had the ball in his hands. He runs a really nice route. I don't understand why DJ Chark doesn't get the ball more. They should target DJ Chark.
I don't understand. Why did he only have 3 targets yesterday? Uh-huh. Well, because he was
I don't understand why Menigan does an impression of me and my voice goes up an octave and a half.
Well, you know, the one thing about that is that he does have to do that the other way.
I don't know why DJ Chark doesn't get the ball more. Maybe DJ Chark should get the ball more often.
I feel much better about myself and my guy now. Thank you.
Could you please sing Baby Shark with that voice?
The heavy metal version?
Oh, yeah. Is there a heavy metal version?
The death metal version? Probably is.
Is there?
There is a death metal version of C is for Cookie, and it's outstanding.
Chris Fedor is coming up at noon.
Can we play that for Chris Fedor?
He covers the Cavs for the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Lonzo Ball's now a Cavalier. Chris's thoughts on that. I wonder if Chris will be assigned to the Cleveland beat for the new WNBA team that's coming to the town in 2028.
People will still call them. They'll always be the Rockers to me.
What should we name this WNBA team, folks? And are you excited about the team coming? Let's be honest.
If they name them the Rockers, I'm not going.
The WNBA has exploded in popularity despite the fact that it gives the WWE a run for its money. 216-474-0092. Reaction. There's a WNBA team in town, folks.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
That's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. Welcome back to the show. We appreciate you listening to us.
Mm-hmm.
Big news, right when we started the show today.
Big news.
It had been rumbled.
We had heard
about it a little bit, but here it goes. WNBA returning to Cleveland. Expansion team in 2028.
Woohoo! Pumped?
Is that a woohoo?
Yeah, it is. It keeps us a major league crowd. We're a big crowd. I don't know. It's hard to kind of watch the WNBA. Because I don't have a, you know, you kind of have a little bit of a rooting interest. Like, it's one of those things where if I'm watching, I might stick with it for a little while, but because there's no Cleveland team in it, my heart isn't into it. It was a little bit when the Rockers were here. But I don't really feel like I don't have any like desire to seek out, even if it's Caitlin Clark. I there's not a whole lot of desire for me. Oh man, WNBA's on tonight. I'm not doing that. But now I think if we have a team, I'm more apt to be that way. I know, because I'm a homer. That's all. I don't even care. I'll admit it. I'm a homer. I want to watch our teams, and I want to watch our teams win.
Did you know that?
No idea.
Andy Baskin is a homer.
Oh, he thought he was impartial.
I did too.
Well, it depends on what we're talking about, how we're talking about it, but of course I want our teams to win.
I always thought he was Spock.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Hmm. Living life in nothing but logic.
How many teams are there in the WNBA? I know.
20?
Take a guess.
Are there 20?
No.
More or less.
Oddly, fewer teams.
I was going to say it's like 16, isn't it?
There are 13 teams.
13, that's it. Now yeah, 16 it. With the three new ones coming.
Yeah,
that's
it's, what just, it is. It's just 13. Which I think is oddly low. I think the WNBA in certain markets has worked beautifully. I think on a national level, and please disagree with me because I'm not completely sold on this, but on a national level, I don't think it's caught fire the way that the WNBA folks were hoping it would catch fire.
When they originally started the league?
It's more on fire now. You know, and it's more than Caitlin Clark. Let's be fair about that.
I agree.
It's more than Caitlin Clark. Although she's given it a real boost. And, you know, the whole rivalry with Angel Reese and everybody beating on Caitlin Clark and coaches of other teams talking about her and the officiating and everything else. I don't think it's caught fire the way they hoped it would. I think it could. It's not going to replace the NBA, and nor is it designed for that. It's designed to be a women's professional basketball league, and that's a good thing. And it's gained in women's basketball has gained in popularity. It can be a great game.
How many years do you think it's been around?
25, 28 years.
This next year will be the 30th anniversary.
Yeah, I don't doubt that. But it's, you know, I think it's probably more front and center now than it's been ever, and I think that's a good thing. You know, could you name 10 players in the WNBA? Think about that. And that's, you know, I think I could, but I'd have to think about it. You know, and it can be a great game. I mean, watching women's basketball can be great fun. And the ladies play a great brand of ball. They really do.
All right, so Portland and Toronto come in next year.
So it'll be even more.
Yeah, and then the following year, it's just us alone. And then Detroit comes in.
So you'll end up alone, with 18 teams.
And Philadelphia in 2030.
And then maybe more from there. You know, they played at the perfect time. You know, and NBA
it's not,
season,
I mean, it really isn't the perfect time.
Well, it's better than being up against the NBA and up against college basketball. It's the only league going right now. I think it's the way to go. It's this or the big three.
I think it's interesting. You get players that are like a lot of the players this year. If you're a rookie this year, your season started back in, I don't know, probably November when the NCAA season started.
And if you're not, your season started 16 games ago. So
yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
They're rookies.
I don't know if this is the best time for to play basketball, I guess, if you're the WNBA, maybe.
If you want to be noticed, it is, Andy. Turn on ESPN, partner of WNBA. They have highlights all over the place.
That's true. They do.
Are they going to have that when they're up against big-time college basketball or NBA basketball? No. No. There are times it's the lead story on ESPN.
Yeah. Should they be the Rockers, though, Jeff? That's all I really care about today. Should they be the Rockers?
Is that the way you're going to go?
Yeah. I think they should be the Rockers. Why is that? I don't think that that's... I think it's a good name. It represents us. It brings back memories of the original team. You can take the traditions and the stats from the original team. It's kind of like they just went dormant for a number of years and then came back. How's that sound?
How's that sound?
Did Dan have the team when they stopped playing? I can't remember. I know the Guns had it originally. And if you think about their uniform style, that was... I don't know. It was a little reminiscent of what they were, what the men were wearing at that point. I wonder if that's. I wonder how they're going to play into this. I'm also trying to look at teams that are currently in the NBA right now or WNBA that their nickname kind of matches with the men, like Minnesota the Lynx. I don't know, the Mercury Phoenix. Yeah, that makes sense.
You're really going here.
Well, I mean, you got to start somewhere, Jeff. There's no one on the team yet. Once somebody's on the team, then maybe
you're really going. Danny's going name.
No.
Yes.
No.
Why not?
No.
Why?
Because.
Because why?
I have Guardians name change throwback pain.
But this isn't the Guardians.
This is serious.
This team is coming to fruition.
No.
Should they have a contest?
I have to hear one more person call up. We should be called the Cleveland Paints because of Sherwin Williams.
Chillicothe Paints. The Independent League.
No.
Andy.
What else would you name them?
No.
Okay, you don't want to name them the Paints. No. You don't want to name them the Rockers.
Sandpipers.
No. Oh, the Sandpipers. No. For sure, that's a horrible idea.
Let's go back. You want me to dig up my list of potential nickname changes when
the
Indians
baseball team?
Went to the Guardians?
I just locked the phones, just FYI.
I still have the list. Open. Unlock them. Come on.
No.
Why did you lock the phones?
You're not the ones who have to answer these phones.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, I'm happy to answer the phones. If you can't answer them, we'll answer them. We'll just take them live. And if they say something stupid, we'll just dump them.
That's a 9:40 segment on the morning show on Fridays.
Oh, well, that's not a bad idea. We originated it.
No.
Quick predicts.
No.
Please open the phone lines, Becca.
I do like you using please and thank you.
I did say please.
That is nice.
What do people want to call this team? Why is that such a...
Then no, thank
you.
This
is what we do. We're sports talk. What
this
do people want to call
talk?
The team? What do you mean it's not sports talk?
This isn't... What do you want to name the team? What do you want to call? Why are you doing this?
Well, because I think
why
people want to name the
this?
Team. I mean, they have
you immediately
contests.
Went to the name. I mean,
well,
hey.
I mean, they have contests across the world for
hey,
to name teams.
Look at that apple hanging 1 inch off the ground. Let's grab it.
This is not about that. This is about... this is about investing in your city and trying to have something cool. We talk about jerseys all the time. How often do we talk about I love that jersey. That jersey's great. Look at the rarely. Color scheme they're doing. This is great. We're actually talking about a team that represents our city. And I want to hear what the name of them should be. And I think Rockers is perfectly fine. Unless you knock my socks off with something better, I think Rockers is a pretty good name. Solid. You guys have...
I'm in for the Rockers. Call them the Rockers. I don't care.
Good. We're not at least you finally made a decision.
We're not taking the calls. No.
These people want to talk about what the name of the team should be.
No.
Why are you guys anti-sports talk? Because that's what you are. You're anti-sports talk.
No.
Yes. Meredith is anti-sports talk.
No.
It's not anti-sports talk.
Yes, it is.
It's not a fun topic. That's really what it comes down to.
Why? Because some of the people in Northeast Ohio may have some creativity, and you might go, oh, the Cleveland.
The biggest complaint about the people who are calling in with the potential baseball name change is that they had to have 10 minute explanations for why the name made sense. If you have to explain for more than three words why your name works, then it is not a good name.
No, Cleveland Pipers.
Well, think about the Lake
Basketball
Erie Monsters.
History in town. Man, Cleveland Pipers.
When they rolled out the Monsters, Cleveland Monsters, Lake Erie Monsters, they made up a story about a monster that lived in the lake. Does anyone remember this?
Yeah, I've lived here my entire life. I've never heard about a monster in Lake Erie.
Yeah, well, now there is because of the hockey team. They created the legend of the Lake Erie monster.
Actually, there's a female and a male. They're called Herman and Lily.
Is he serious?
I'm smarter. I did not know that.
Do I have to work?
I didn't know that.
He said monsters. He called them the Cleveland Monsters.
I said monsters, but then I said Herman and Lily.
I'm just trying to think of another thing that is unique What is another thing that's unique to our city?
Well, who cares about unique to the city?
Well, the Guardians clearly did because they found something unique to our city.
The Cavaliers clearly didn't.
Jeff?
The Browns didn't either. The Browns all moved.
They put it in the newspaper, which is where this hogwash belongs.
And by the way, they spelled the name of the city wrong in the first place anyway. Moses didn't spell his name the way we call
Let's
Cleveland.
Add an A.
Yes.
Do we have an A? Sorry. Spin again.
I'm disappointed with you guys and not letting the city of Cleveland and Northeast Ohio and all the good folks that listen to us on the Odyssey app have their say in what they think the name of this team is. I think they've earned that right. They have sat through season after season of multiple different sports teams, and they're sitting out there just wondering, hey, you know, maybe we deserve to have a little bit of a voice in this. They're still a little frustrated. Some of them are frustrated over the fact that the Browns might be actually putting their toe on the line of the city of Cleveland Incorporation line. And so they're upset about that. And so now they have the opportunity to voice their opinion and let you know what the name of the team. Or maybe they just are like, cool, man, I hope they go back to the Rockers. I thought that was a cool name. And they should just stick with it. And I'm okay with it.
I already heard rumblings from the youngsters.
And?
Tired of the whole rock and roll tie.
What?
Everything about rock.
What youngster? Oh, that we're not the rock and roll capital of the world? We're not?
That's not what I said. I'm telling
you. They're tired
you,
of the rock.
I'm telling you, people.
Jeff Phelps, man of the youngsters.
People who.
What people?
Might work here. Younger people.
One,
I'm tired of the whole guitar rock and roll thing. I wonder if the younger people feel that way.
Jeff Phelps, are you tired of the whole guitar rock and roll thing?
I couldn't care less.
Are you tired?
I think Rockers
ask you if you care. You either answer yes or no. Are you tired, Jeff Phelps, of the whole guitar rock and roll thing?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm proud that we have a rock and roll heritage here.
I do too. And the fine people of Northeast Ohio that pushed to have the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame here. They did.
And I love the fact that it's here.
Yes.
Despite the fact that it's not just rock and roll, it's popular music Hall of Fame, but it's a different story
and
a different debate for another show.
It's rock and roll to me, Billy.
I've heard that.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
God.
You know, next thing you know, you're living in glass houses. You got all kinds of problems.
It's going to have a name. And whatever it is, it's a WNBA team, and it's coming to Cleveland. And that can't be bad.
No, it's not.
Especially when it's owned by the guy who owns the Cavs, and he's building all kinds of stuff downtown. and also owns the hockey team and everything else, and owns his own sports broadcasting network that's going to need programming. Well, ding, 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 ding. Can you say WNBA on the Cavs' own television? Yeah. So you see what they're doing here. Good for them.
So they'll be charging. It'll be the charge and the Rockers.
And lots of high school stuff. College, maybe. All kinds of things. All kinds of things. Chris Fedor covers the Cavaliers for Cleveland.com. That means he'll be covering Lonzo Ball next year. Chris's thoughts on that and what might be ahead. 6 o'clock today, NBA teams can start, wink, wink, nod, nod, negotiating with free agents. Fedor next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. Okay.